Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is seeing everyone's humanness. We don't know if that's a word, but we're making it one. Our humanness, right?
Yes.
Everybody is a human being.
Yeah, and what does that mean?
It means they're flawed. We're flawed. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect people.
No, we're not.
Even everybody. Doctors, police officers, like everybody in an authority position as well.
Yes.
That maybe, I don't know. I know I've probably thought they needed to be perfect, had them on a pedestal of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I think Your process has helped me knock some of them off there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just everybody's human.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect, right?
No.
We've all made mistakes, and, you know, I have learned through this process because I think I, too, have this, you know, this idea that if you're a doctor, you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Doctors have the same issues that you and I do. They put their pants on the same way. They put their shirt on the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the same issues that we have. It's just that's their vocation. But I think, like you said, policemen, well, they've been off the pedestal a long time ago.
Therapists.
Oh, man, you know I walked through that one.
Yeah.
But I got to talk about the biggest one. Okay, it just came to my mind. So, you know, there have been times in the past when I have seen someone's flaws and I've said something. And one time, you probably remember, I belonged to a church.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some shady things going on. And I brought it to the attention of the pastor. Because they had recovery groups. But, I'm not going to say anything more about it. But don't need to get any detail. But I actually stood up to the church all by myself. Because I stood up for what was right. And it didn't matter that it was against a junior pastor there. He was inappropriate. And, you know, in his humanness, he definitely, his flaws showed. And, it was hard. I never pictured myself standing up to a church. You know, being in that position, but
it sounds kind of intimidating.
It is, but you know, and I've gone through it with doctors. That there's some doctors have been great, compassionate, you know, kind, and then there's been others that have been completely the opposite. And you know, initially, I just froze. I just froze, and whatever they said, I agreed to, and I put myself through a lot of trauma. And the part that, so let me go back. So when the stuff started with the pain in my body and my knees, it kicked up some deep trauma. I mean, deep trauma that I didn't even know was there. And so when I had to go to the emergency room, you remember, because not because of the knees, because I had this other pain in my side, and it ended up that I had a herniated disc. Where was I going with that? I just lost my train of thought. This is what happens when you get a little overwhelmed. So I was in trauma when I went to the hospital. I was already in trauma, and going to the hospital kicked the trauma up harder. And I felt like the people that were supposed to be taking the caretakers were oblivious. You know, I don't think that doctors are necessarily, maybe nowadays they are, but old school doctors, I don't think that they're taught about empathy and compassion and, you know, no understanding that the body and mind, you know, it's all connected. They don't see it that way. They see you as a body. But I was in trauma and nobody recognized it. Nobody. In fact, I got scolded a few times because I wept. Like, I walked the floors and I just wept in fear, pure fear and pain, and no comfort. I even asked, remember, I asked one mm-hmm. night if the night nurse, not the aide, not the nurse, I asked the nurse if the aide could come in just for a few minutes and hold my hand. Now, this is not me. This is not me that generally asks for things like this. So I know I had to be in trauma to be able to ask for that. But I was sort of scolded and told no.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yes. The nurse proceeded to tell me that, well, you know, he fell out of a plane and broke every bone in his body and he was okay. Okay. yeah, exactly. So, you know, I've had those moments. But then, you know, today you went with me to the emergency room. And everybody was wonderful. You know, so you never know, but you just want to really see people, not put anybody on a pedestal, but just see that everybody's human, and some people just are better at their jobs than others. Some people have more compassion than others. It's just what it is, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think we need to be willing to see people's humanness, but I think we need to be able to see our own in order to be able to see other people's too.
Oh, you nailed it, Jess. You're so right.
Yeah. And, you know, not seeing people as we want to see them. You know, mm-hmm. I've done that in relationships and, you know, some of those have blown up. Right. Yeah, I see people as the way I want to see them because I need something from them.
Right.
So I paint them a certain way and it's not so.
Right.
It's not real. It's an illusion. So, yeah, I guess being willing to walk through that, there's a certain fear that shows up there for me anyway, to see that. Yeah. And maybe a vulnerability too.
Yeah.
To just, I'm human, you're human. Like, here we are in this human moment together. being human beings, which we are.
I think, though, I've been in some denial. You know, I think it wasn't until I started peeking at the news that it kind of threw me out of there. Like, what? What? The stuff I see, I'm like, it's almost like my mind cannot even grasp the insanity of some of the things that's on there. It's hard for me to grasp it. But it also shows me people just were flawed. We're all flawed to some degree or another. And it's a lot to take in. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because I really think I was in some sort of, I think I lived in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That I just didn't look out deeper. I kind of stayed in our circle, you know, within recovery. And I had a pretty big circle of people around me. But
an illusion of safety, though, right?
Oh, complete illusion. Complete illusion. Yeah. Because I got to see some of the flaws there, too. My own included. So, you know, I had to do some work on myself. I had to change some things about me and, you know, make better decisions in the future to not just. who is it? Maya Angelou says, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And I don't need to judge it because I don't need to be the judge and the jury. You know, I need to extend some grace because, you know, there was a time, I think back, there was a time when I did some crazy stuff. And I felt like it wasn't even me, but I did. It was me. And I know other people do that too. And yeah, I have forgiven myself. So it's easy to extend grace sometimes, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes me a little bit to get there.
Yep. And what was I going to say? Now I lost my thought.
Don't do that.
No, it did. It just left. Yeah. I don't know. It'll come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just.
You've had to accept, you know, that things aren't the way you thought they were. And I think that's what both of us have been thrown out of any denial that we've lived in about anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. That my thing is I need to be careful that I don't get in there and do the, this is my go-to. Like, well, I've done that. It's like, I want to, I want to give them a,
no,
don't know what that is. I think it's still a form of control of some sort. I don't know what that is.
I don't think it's very kind because you've worked really, really hard to make changes. So I don't think you even need to bring the past up.
Yeah, I think I feel like, who am I to, like, because when, okay, so it's our choice when somebody shows us their humanness, it's our choice if we want to be in contact with that person.
True.
Like, just because we understand doesn't mean that's somebody that we want to hang out with. So I think my thing is, it makes me feel like, well, I've done that. Who am I to say I don't want to be around them? Like,
so is that giving them a hall pass?
Maybe.
Or is
I don't
that
know.
Putting yourself down? Or both?
It's both. Yeah. It's still me trying to pull the guilt story on myself, but it's also trying to, yeah, lessen something there.
Mm.
For sure. Because that is my go-to. Well, I've done that. Like, I get it. And I do. Like, a lot of the times I do get it. Because I... yeah, I've looked a lot at a lot of my behaviors. And when you look at a lot of your behaviors, you then can see it in other people.
Right.
Which is part of the healing process, which is really cool until it's somebody close to you and you don't really want to see that behavior. But, I mean, yeah. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I need to be careful not to do that one.
Yeah.
Like, well, I've done that, so who am I to say anything? Like, mm-hmm. I've done it too. So,
yeah.
People need to be held accountable too.
Yeah, we need to be accountable. You know, we need to hold ourselves accountable, and we need to not make excuses for people and then enable them to continue the behavior.
Yeah.
You know, or we need to step away from it.
Yep.
And, you know, it's helpful to remember that I was there once and I said that. I, you know, there's times in my life that I think I lost my mind, sort of, the decisions I made. Mm-hmm. I look back, now I'm in recovery, like, what the heck? So, you know, I understand that we can really get off track, like really get off track. But, and that's why, you know, I believe in extending grace. But at the same time, I believe that when people show you who they are, that you don't go into denial that somehow if you're nice enough, they're going to change for you or...
You're the special one. You're the special case scenario.
Yeah.
Never.
Never. It will always blow up eventually.
Yeah. Unless that person's changing.
Right.
Behaviors can change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, too. Like, just because maybe I had that behavior at one time doesn't mean I need to put up with that behavior today. Like, who says that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No. You don't have to put up with that behavior.
Mm-mm.
No. No way.
So, humanness.
Human. We're human. We say that in our Zoom class a lot. It really means that it's okay to make mistakes, that we're all human, right?
Yep.
But when people cause intentional harm, that's a different deal.
You're right.
Intentional harm is not the same as making a mistake.
You're right. There's a big difference there.
There is.
Yeah. It's easier to extend grace when it's, yeah, not intentional. That is a whole different feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Mm. Yeah. So, well, we're at the end of the day today, so okay. I don't know what our intention was for the day.
Well, I'll tell you, mine was a surrender. This was a day of surrender for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to share this because I want this podcast to just be as, I just want, well, we have been, we're just always really honest. And my life is pretty much an open book anyway. My days of secrecy are long, long gone. So, so today, surrender. Today, I had to go to the emergency room, make sure I didn't have blood clots, which was a huge concern. And I had to surrender every piece of the way, because when I even get near an emergency room, I start freaking out, because I have been in so many these past 4 years, you know, hours and hours of pacing the floor for nothing. I mean, nothing. Nothing ever happened. There was never any treatment. It was just my fear got so ramped up that I didn't know what else to do. I was in so much pain. But I also wasn't willing to go and get shot up with drugs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's only certain things they can offer you. And, you know, an x-ray here, an x-ray there is about it for me. But today, I surrendered the whole thing, like all the way through it. And it actually, for the 4 hours, it wasn't stressful. And it, you know, it probably helped that my partner and you were there. But it was okay. It was okay. I just had to keep reminding myself, it's okay, Deb, you're safe. Surrender, surrender, surrender. I kept saying to myself, surrender. And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be your...
I feel like my word is continually love lately. Just love and... Yeah. I think I just wanted to show up today. Yeah. No matter what.
I appreciated that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love. I was telling you yesterday, I think love was my intention yesterday too, but how sometimes at work I can just, you know, especially at the end of the day, that irritation can start kicking in. I just want the day to be over. And I'm lugging this package down this long driveway, probably grumbling, and I get to the, because you know they're doing it to me on purpose. Like, they ordered this heavy thing and it's deliberate. Like, I have these conversations in my head. Like, I know my irritation is for no reason half the time. But so I get to the porch, and there's these huge block letters. I've never seen these somewhere before. These huge block letters, almost like you could sit on them. They were huge, and it said love. And it just like snapped me right out of my little head. So set the intention and it'll show up.
it will
kind of like when you set the intention of patience, and then everything tries your patience that day.
Yeah, you get to really practice it, right?
Doesn't always look the way we want it to.
No, but sometimes it surprises us, like you said, that where it says the words were love.
Yeah.
You know, in the moment that you were having judgment, you turned it around. Yep. And I'm just going to tell myself. So when I had the ultrasound done, you know, they have to get pretty close to your private parts. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. It's not a comfortable thing, especially when it's a man doing it.
Yeah.
And so initially, of course, my mind is like, wants to be a little suspicious, like, you better not try not.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, come on, I'm 60. How old am I? 68. I don't think so. But anyway, no, he was very much a gentleman, but I had to rein my mind in.
Yeah.
I had to rein my mind in and go back to surrender. And so I finally just closed my eyes, and I told you when I closed my eyes, I had this visual of this big red heart, and I saw that I just, that's where I went to when I just opened my heart and just allowed, you know, him to do his job and not make a story about it. And yeah, he was very kind.
Yeah.
Opened my heart. Yeah, but you know, I had a situation with one where it was uncomfortable. This same test with a different person.
Can understand why there'd be some suspicion there after that.
Yeah, so it kicked that stuff up, and then I had to remind myself, this has nothing to do with the past. This is not that person. This is not the same place. Nothing. So, yeah. There's been a lot of trauma along the way with doctor's offices and stuff of just people that have been inappropriate. You know, somebody's sick. Somebody's really sick and in fear and in trauma. And then you go take advantage of somebody that's vulnerable. Mm-mm. No, I've seen some of that. Yeah. Yeah. When those doctors want a hug and it's one of those hugs where you know, mm-mm.
That's not normal.
No, you shouldn't be. No, mm-mm. Nope. So, anyway, enough about that.
I don't know why all this is coming. Trying to get close to your tatas.
Yeah.
That is not normal doctor behavior.
No, that's not. It's not.
Come on now, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying about human is like.
Yeah, exactly.
I have gotten an education.
Yeah, and I have too through you. Some of the things you've told me, I am like, yeah.
Yeah, you just, but you know, it's in a way it's been helpful because it's, I've taken my blinders off and I've been kind of forced to really look at people and really hear their words and their actions and not just, you know, hand myself carelessly just because somebody has a degree, you know, they're human.
They are.
And so are we.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we are.
Surrender for me. Love for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Love all the way.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Any last thoughts?
Nope. That's it for me.
All right. Well, thanks for being here and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!